In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From the resurrection to Pentecost, we have 7 weeks, and in the 7 weeks, our beloved church, the Coptic Church, tried to reveal and tried to manifest who is Jesus Christ exactly. And during the 50 days after the resurrection, we try to the church tried to explain exactly who is resurrected and why we celebrate the 50 days the resurrection for our Savior Jesus Christ. There is 7 weeks, and the 7 weeks are different. The first Sunday, which is the before last Sunday, it was for Christ our faith, from John 20, the Thomas. And the second one is the Christ is the bread of the life. The third is the Christ is the water of the life, which is today. Again, it's easy to know. And as we know the 7 weeks in the Great Lent, we have to know also there is another 7 weeks. The main things and the main point that we try to, that church try to explain to us, who is Jesus Christ, the personality and the person who Jesus Christ exactly. The fourth Sunday, the light of the world. The fifth one, the Christ, the way of the life, to life. And the sixth one is Christ, the conqueror of the world, from John 16. And the last one, Christ announcing the comforter. Then the first one, with the faith. The second, the bread of life, and today the water of life. Christ, our faith, which is the first one, Jesus said to Thomas clearly, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. The problem that we believe that Jesus Christ, if we not believe that Jesus Christ, he rose from the dead, then our faith is empty. That's why in 1 Corinthians 15:14, as St. Paul said, and if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. We are celebrating the 50 days. We are celebrating the resurrection. But without the faith, without the internal faith inside me, there is nothing. I can't go through anything. Come to the church and celebrate and do whatever what you want and what you do without the faith of Jesus Christ risen from the dead, then our faith is empty. That's why the church tried to emphasize on this point exactly for this, the first week after the resurrection, to say we believe Jesus Christ rose from the dead. That's why he said to Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have not believed. Then Christ is the bread of the life, and which we read from John 6:35, I am the bread of the life, your father ate the manna in the wilderness. Because the manna came from the heaven, and the manna in the Old Testament tried to tell in the New Testament is a symbol of the life. Without the manna, we can't live. And without the bread of the life, we can't live. Then we are renew the resurrection of Jesus Christ every day by the bread of the life, by coming to the church and take the communion. It's a life. Without the bread of the life, we can't live. We are living now the life of the resurrection. That's why who said that I'm not worthy to take the communion, he is wrong. You have to come and confess and take the communion. Only the way to live in Christ with the bread of the life. That's why we said in the prayer of confession, which is given to us as for salvation, remission of sin and eternal life to those who partake of him. And today is the third Sunday, which is Christ is the water of life, from John 4:14. The reading is from the Samaritan woman, about the Samaritan woman. Actually, the church read the Samaritan woman three times during all the year, only. The Gospel of the Samaritan woman, we are reading only three times. The first one, during the Great Lent, which is to try to say, focus only on the repentance. The second one is today, with the third Sunday after the resurrection. And it's related to the new life again that we received after, we will explain that, the new life, what we received after the resurrection. And the third one, we read it in the third prayer of the prostration, Sagda, as the water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The first things that we have to learn from the conversation between the Samaritan woman and between Jesus Christ, and we learn in the first lesson, it's a new life. Let's go back to the Old Testament. In Genesis and Exodus, when all the Israelites agreed to leave Egypt, Egypt is exactly a symbol of the old life before the resurrection. Before the resurrection, all the people lived in the sin. And after that, as we see in the Old Testament, all the Israelites go outside the Egypt from the Old Testament, from the old life, and then they receive the new life. They have the faith inside them to go to the eternal life, what we are saying now, eternal life. But they are focused on the heavenly Jerusalem, or the, for sure it's the promised land. We are seeking that. After the resurrection, we left the old life, the life of the sin. And the question why we sin. If now I am living in, should be the new life, why I'm sinning? Why I sin? Why every day I'm trying to ask God, please God help me, because I sin. I do a lot of sins. Because I'm not holding his hand in the right way. I'm not walking with him in the right way. I'm not believing in him in the right way. Jesus Christ is only like for 5 or 10 minutes per day. Not filling the 24 hours. That's why I already sin. And someone like tell me like, how I live with Jesus Christ 24 hours is easy. It's hard. It's hard only who live with Jesus Christ the 24 hours. That's why God gave us, Jesus Christ gave us that new life of the resurrection, exactly like the Israelites who left Egypt. Then they were seeking the promised land. And now we are seeking the heavenly Jerusalem. That's why we are living the new life. That's why I have to fight against the sin. That's why I have to live with God. And the crossing the Red Sea is a symbol of the baptism. Then the new life came the first day after the baptism. I became a Christian and I have a new life without sin. Then the resurrection gave me the new life after the baptism. Then now I live with him. In Romans 6, St. Paul said, "Therefore we were buried with him through the baptism into death." There are three kinds of death and three kinds of the resurrection. The first one, through the baptism. If we consider that the baptism is a death, then we, when we go out from the water, it's a resurrection. Again, when we consider that we buried with Jesus Christ inside the water, then we receive the Holy Spirit and we already rose from the death. And he said that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. For he who has died has been freed from the sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Then the first lesson that I receive, that the water that Jesus Christ said to the Samaritan woman is the new life through the baptism, the new life after the baptism. And the second one, or the second lesson that I receive or I learn from the Samaritan woman, the grace and mercy. God in the Old Testament provided the Israelites with water procured from the rock, and all in 1 Corinthians 10, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Then, if I live with Jesus Christ, number one, I have the faith that Jesus Christ was rose from the dead. Then the second, I receive the new life. I believe I am the son of Jesus Christ. I live with him all the time. I try. And when I fall, then I come back to the church, to the bottom of the Father, and I repent and confess. And I try to do that because I wanted to renew the resurrection or the new life. If not, I can't live with Jesus Christ. And if you expect or assume that any life you will live, and we will see that the water, if you wanted to be happy or expect that the happiness come from outside the church, outside the Christianity, you're wrong. And we will see St. Augustine said that after. Later on, we will see that together. Then the third point, which is the grace. When I live with Jesus Christ, I receive the grace and the mercy from him. He filled the heart. Again, Jesus Christ filled the heart by the happiness and the joy. He provided us the living water through the Jesus Christ. And the Lord said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. If you wanted to live with me, I will give you the water, I will give you the grace, I will give you the blessings, I will give you the mercy in your life, I will give you the happiness, I will give you everything. But the problem that you only live in the world. You are not living inside me. St. Augustine says, you created us to yourself, and our souls will remain restless until we find comfort in you. Trying to satisfy our thirst to worldly desires is just like drinking from salty water. We end up thirstier than before drinking. St. Augustine tried to explain exactly what we are doing in our life. We are seeking in life, we try to live our life, we have to live, we are... This is the giver or the gift from God to live and to be happy. But if I will be happy with another thing outside God, out of God, I will be every day till thirst. I'm thirsty because I'm always drinking a salty water. What is a salty water? I'm very busy with anything else. I'm not coming to the church. I'm not coming to the priority of Jesus Christ, who's number one. I'm not doing that. Every time I'm thinking about anything else. That's why Jesus Christ said, no, I am the first. I am the new life. I will give you, I am the comforter. If you are sad, I am the comforter. If you are not happy in your life, I am the happiness. If you are seeking anything else, you will not be happy anymore. That's why he said in John 7:38, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Then I'm living with God, as the Samaritan woman, number one, the conversation was like that. Jesus said, "I am the living water." She couldn't believe it first. But Jesus Christ tried to reveal himself. "I am the water. I will give you I am the new life, and I will give you the grace, the blessings, and the mercy." What she received? She received the power of the resurrection. And this is a link between the Samaritan woman and the resurrection. The power of resurrection, it's exactly written by in Philippians 3:10, "that I may know him and the power of his resurrection." The power of having sins forgiven. When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, just he died on the cross, he forgave all the sin of all the world. That's why I know that from my deep heart. Then I receive the power. That's why the first, after the conversation between the Samaritan woman and between Jesus Christ, she believed that he is able to forgive the sin. That's why when I come to the church or when I go inside my room and I close my door and I worship and I pray, I believe that he is listening to me and he will forgive my sin when I repent and complete it by the confession. And renew it by the communion, taking the holy body and precious blood. And if I have, while my life, the devil or the Satan comes and accuses me and said, "God could never forgive you for what you have done. Think how terrible you are." This is always we have the problem of that. When everybody comes to the confession and said, like, "Abuna, I'm very sad. I can't believe that God will forgive my sin. I'm telling all the people, Lord, have mercy. He loves you a lot. You come to the church and you worship in front of him, under his feet. And now, you can't believe that he will forgive. He's not able to forgive your sin. No, he will." And the power of resurrection, another one, which is the power of to conquer the sin. We have the power to conquer the sin and to left the sin. What happened with the Samaritan woman? She left everything. Now she knew that God or Jesus Christ, he forgave her sin. And she left everything. When we go outside the liturgy, if I'm still thinking about anything earthly, or I didn't change my mind, and we said before the meaning of matania, it's metanoia, change the mind. In the church, I'm changing the mind, and I'm going outside the world with a different mind, the mind of Jesus Christ. If I wanted to imitate God, I will be his son. If I will imitate the world, I will be the son of the world. We have no gray. It's a black or white. And as you see, that now there is only one time, only one second, the people meet God in heaven. That's why I have to prepare myself. I have to live the new life, the life of the resurrection. I receive the power of the resurrection. I can conquer the sin easily. Well, I'm afraid from what? I'm afraid from sin? No, I can. I have the cross in my hand. I do the cross on myself. And I can conquer the sin. If we believe that Satan is whatever, who is? But God can't conquer him. Then God gives us the power to break those habits. in our life. And a lot of things which is a power to be God's ambassadors. What happened with the Samaritan woman? She went to preach. She said to all the people, you know who I saw? I saw Jesus Christ, the Savior. This is exactly, Jesus Christ said, you are we all. We are the light of the world. Every day ask yourself before go outside your home. Number one, I have to remember to remind myself, I am the light of the world. When the people see me, they see the image of God. That's why exactly the Samaritan woman, before the meeting with Jesus Christ, she was a different person. After, she had a power to go and preach all the people. And when they saw the Samaritan woman, they believed. What a difference. I receive the power. I receive the holy body from the altar. I receive the Holy Spirit every day. That's why I'm asking myself, I am the image of God or not? I am the ambassador of God, of Jesus Christ in the world or no? That's why we said with St. Paul in the second epistle of Corinthians 12:9, my power is made perfect in weakness, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father,
the Comforter,
the
Lord, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only God, the Son of God, begotten of the Father for all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, and by all things are made, who for us men for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man.
To God. sin. Forgive me, my Father, my brethren.
Epi prosavkis tasite.